So
you sound great today. Both of you guys look really good.
He's doing a lot better.
Yeah.
He was really sick last week.
I know
he
was.
He's great now.
I know he was.
He's great.
Yeah. I was almost going to bring that vitamin C spray, but I just had this feeling you were better, so I didn't do that.
I am better this morning.
Yeah. Hey, we got the big storm coming, I guess. Maybe weather's going to get bad. So make sure you get out to Merryman and get all your supplements because you don't want to run out of something. And also, there's been a lot of studies. And in the wintertime, more people die. Because of they think it's because, you know, you have a little bit more blood constriction. The cold weather causes more circulatory issues. And then, of course, people get crazy and go out and decide to shovel that 6 inches of snow when they really aren't used to doing that.
And
so be careful.
Never shovel snow first thing. When you get out of bed, don't go outside and shovel snow.
Don't overdo it. If you got any issues, be careful. We have a lot of things at Merryman for the colds and flu and all that kind of stuff. But today, Scott, we're going to talk.
Before we get into that, there's one that I tried to get you to do online. You didn't do. She's listening this morning.
Okay, great.
Stephanie wants to know, why is vitamin D3 important to the toolkit for colds and flu? And what else does she need to put in that?
Okay.
Because she's tired of being sick.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Now, with that being said, vitamin D really helps to support your immune system. It's basically a hormone-like substance that addresses every cell in the body. So, you know, like if in the wintertime, if you go to Florida, you get that sun. Sometimes you got a cold and it'll go away because it actually boosts and supports the immune system. It does so many different things for the body. We know it's good for your bones. We know it's good for certain chronic diseases. We know it's great for your skin, but it's also very good for your immune system. Some of the other things, you know, vitamin C, you want to make sure you get, instead of the synthetics that are made from the corn, which would be labeled as ascorbic acid, you want to make sure you get a good quality whole vitamin C, maybe from the amla or the camu camu. Oregano, so many people swear by oregano. They have this new, what is it, Floradix or something like that. There's a new flu, kind of like the Tamiflu pharmaceutical that they've come out with. And it locks and blocks the proteins. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. That's what elderberry does. So they've kind of done a synthetic off of what the natural elderberries do. And, yes, you know, the big pharma's like, hey, this stuff works. And, you know, FDA approved, and it's for the flu, and it's somewhat effective. But it has a lot of side effects. But the elderberry is basically the same mechanism, only it's from a natural substance, and it locks and blocks that protein, the protein coda. And I've explained it on the radio before, and I'm not going to go into the Greek or into the science too much, but it actually is very, very effective. So elderberry, the Sambucus, there's a lot of different brands. In fact, we have an elderberry syrup that's made here in Illinois from a farm that does it. It's really, really good stuff. We've been selling a lot of that. In fact, we've been in short supply of a couple brands. My cousin likes one in particular, and they're just not shipping it right now. So, again, we get a lot of really good products. We carry a lot of different brands. So if one brand isn't able to ship or they run out of it, because we've been in the industry for, 42 years? I always say 100 years, but for a long time we have a lot of connections, and we usually have a really good stock on everything. So, again, vitamin C, the elderberry. You can do some other things if you want.
What do you have to help out with a bad cough? Because I tell you what, I think they have wussified cough medicine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I brought that, the Ulubas, and, you know, honey is another one. I've had a lot of people that get the tickle. There's cherry bark. There's a lot of different things. We have all kinds of different things for throats. We have basically immune supports, which have stuff like exotics like andrographis and there's all kinds of different combos that we have to kind of help boost. The echinacea is another really big one. So, you know, kind of come in, give us an idea, particularly if you've got a diagnosis. So if it's a bacteria, the silver hydrosols are really good. There's a number of things you can use. And again, to try to prevent what, like they do it over in Europe, Doug, the acylococcinum, you know, the acillo, that's another one. You could still do that. They're still saying, you know, to get the flu shot. And the flu is, it's pretty rampant out in New York now. It's kind of rearing its ugly head. We're going to see what happens. But a lot of people are coming down with the flu. They haven't really determined how effective that vaccine. And I've heard it's kind of spot on this year.
I understand that there's at least been one death here in Illinois from the flu.
That's what I've heard, too. Yeah. Yeah. So it's starting to rear its ugly head. It's, hey, it's January. You know, it happens. Now, a lot of times, and again, the deaths are not necessarily directly related to the flu, but the flu knocks you down and weakens you so bad, then you end up with pneumonia or a secondary infection, or and if you've got a weak heart or whatever, then you die from the secondary effects. A lot of times doctors will give you an antibiotic because they know you might end up with pneumonia because the flu so badly weakens you. And again, what is the flu? Well, I think the best way to explain it is you can be contagious 24 to 48 hours before you even know you have it. So you're spreading it around to your friends and family. The best thing to do is when you hear it's coming this way, and it is starting to do that, is to, you know, get that war chest, get your oregano and whatever you want to do, whatever your doctor, whatever, you know. Again, a lot of my customers do the alternatives, and they have great success with it. So when it starts rearing its ugly head, when you get it, it's just going to knock you down. You're not going to want to get out of bed, and you're going to have a fever, and you're going to feel like CRAP. You're not going to feel good at all. Yeah, Doug, CRAP. Yeah.
I had to write it down to see what it was.
Yeah, I had to spell it out because, you know, some of the children and stuff, we don't want to be. Right. Of course, they're probably still sleeping. Dog can spell.
Can he?
Yeah, TREAT.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
One other.
Okay, did I answer that question good enough for her?
No.
Thank you.
One other final question.
Yes.
What vitamin C should be taken? There's 18,000 vitamin C's.
Oh, I know there is. And that's why I always tell my customers if they want to get the one that I take, the one that's really good is the AMLA berry or Camu Camu. Those have all the synergists. And there's a lot of formulas. There's the extended time release, all of that kind of stuff. Why not just get the whole stuff? Now, we got a really good spray, a vitamin C spray that's all fruit and vegetable based. And I'll tell you what, you really feel that. You don't have to take as much. You don't get the burn. You don't get the side effects because it's natural. It's not the synthetic. Come out to Merryman. We have some really good prices on it. But I like the AMLA because it's also good for your stomach. It also helps with the acid reflux. I mean, vitamin C tears you up. This one doesn't.
All right, I'm going to be kind of Johnny Challenger here, and I'm going to go back on something you said. Why wouldn't the time release be good? Because I think
sure it is.
Because you said that, you know, you lose a good chunk of it.
But in the whole food form, it is more slowly metabolized by the body because there's the fiber and the other synergistic factors that are naturally occurring from the fruits and vegetables. So it's not that synthetic. There's a lot of other compounds in with the whole food, and it in and of itself makes it kind of time release. And your body really is able, you don't have to take as much, maybe 400 milligrams versus like 2,000 or 3,000 milligrams. So yes, Dr. Svent Georgi years ago in the 1930s when he discovered vitamin C and got the Nobel Prize and all that kind of stuff, if you look at his writings and in the literature and the science behind it, he even states that they had greater success with like the whole C first extracted from the oranges and not that ascorbic acid, that final molecule, or the synthetic molecule, what I call a synthetic molecule.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here at
6:27. Doug wanted to say something.
No, that's okay. Well, take the break. We have to take
Herb Talk with Mike
Herb
King
Talk.
From Merryman Herb Farm. We'll be back with more coming up next on Talk 101.
I'm Aaron Metcalf with the Talk 101 Newsroom. Scott Wrighton has been announced as Decatur's new city manager. The position is not a new one for him, though. Wrighton has been city manager for a number of years in other cities, Kirksville, Missouri, Mount Zion, and Streeter currently. Wrighton has also spent time overseas for a private company in India for a little over 5 years. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf said Scott has not pursued the normal city manager career route, but his rich diversity of professional experiences and his change agent skills seemed like the exact leadership style the city council was looking for in a new city manager. The city council exclaimed that they are anxious for his start. The Decatur Fire Department, just a little over 24 hours, was called back out to the same apartment for another fire. This time the fire was located in the living room with a pile of clothes and other items. The Decatur Fire Department was at the apartment just the other day where the fire did $3,000 worth of damages. Matthew Jackson was sentenced to 4 years in prison after driving while intoxicated, which led to an accident that killed his 17-month-old daughter. Millikan University's School of Nursing has been named one of the top 75 nursing programs in the Great Lakes region. This comes from the Nursing School Almanac. More than 3,000 institutes that offer nursing or evaluated. From the Talk 101 Newsroom, I'm Aaron Metcalf reporting. For the latest news and information, check out our website at DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
Did you know that CHF and pneumonia are two of the leading causes of readmissions to the hospital? That is why Bounce Back has become the leader in respiratory therapies. This is Kim at Shelbyville Manor. We are joining with hospitals to prevent those unnecessary rehospitalizations.
And this is Nick at Liberty Village of Clinton. We pride ourselves on being on the cutting edge of all therapies. Along with our state-of-the-art therapy equipment, our highly trained staff and therapists, and IV therapy programs, Bounce Back is proud to announce our respiratory therapy intervention program. What this means is that we'll offer advanced therapy in respiratory diseases like COPD, pneumonia, and CHF, helping you return home for good.
Bounce Back, the known leader in acute rehab, only at Shelbyville Manor and Liberty Village. Like us on Facebook or visit us at ShelbyvilleManor.com
or LibertyVillageOfClinton.com.
Rehab.
Recover.
Return home.
Are friends and life is carefree, simply the finest.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts WOW11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting WOW11 to 88988. That's WOW11 to 88988.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Cold sunshine is the main story for our Thursday. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for mostly sunny skies, but temperatures well below average, highs only reaching the middle and upper 20s. Once we factor in some of those breezy winds, wind chills will be anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees. Tonight, we'll continue to see mostly clear skies and chilly temperatures, lows in the middle and upper teens. That's a look at your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND-TV.
Bus Boom and Wolf, broadcasting from 6 to 9 a.m. each morning, Monday through Friday at 100.9 FM. Online at DecaturRadio.com and on your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app. Now, let's get back to the conversation with Scott and Doug on Talk 101.
6:33, Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM. Online at DecaturRadio.com. It's Herb Talk with Mike King.
All right,
from
Mike.
Merry Man Herb Firm.
All right, yeah. Mike.
Yes, Doug. Yeah.
We're going to talk
keto diet. We are today.
We're going to talk a little bit more about it.
Okay.
First of all, wait. Tell people in general what a keto diet is.
Okay.
And then tell people what they can and can't eat, because it's going to be like a low-carb diet if you can't eat potatoes on a low-carb diet.
Well,
on a keto diet, you can tell us what you can
eat.
We
have a great booklet. I'm going to be reading a little bit from this booklet because I want to be real accurate with this. We give this away for free. You don't even have to buy product. If you just want to know about it, come out to Merry Man. It's called The Clean and Simple Guide to Everything Keto. The contributors are, of course, David Perlmutter. You've probably seen him on PBS and so forth. He's the brain doctor. And then Rob Wolf, who's a research biochemist. Two-time New York Times bestseller.
Is he related to you?
Yeah.
Wolf?
Rob Wolf. WLF.
Yeah, he's... Well, you know what? I have a lot of relatives that drop the E because, believe it or not, they're too lazy to put the E on the end of Wolf.
Wow. All right. Are you sure it's just they were trying to write fast and they had to write it a lot? No. Okay. And Pete Evans, he's the author of Healthy Cooking and Lifestyle Books, and he's big out of Australia, so really cool. And he does, you can also follow him on Netflix. You probably have heard of him. So we've got these three contributors for this nice little booklet here. The ketogenic diet, I put that together, didn't I? Ketogenic diet 101. The standard American diet is basically 50% carbs, 15% proteins, and 35% fats. The keto flips that around. A typical ketogenic diet is 70% fats, 10% carbs, and 20% proteins. So we've really increased the fats and basically increased the proteins a little bit and then just cut out the carbs. So simply put, a ketogenic diet typically derives about 70% of its total calories from the healthy fats, and the remaining 20% are from carbs and proteins. So what you want to do to stay in ketosis is you must restrict your carbs and your sugar, less than 50 grams per day. And so this causes your body to burn and remain in ketosis and burn all those carbs, which basically it moves to the stored glucose, and then it finally taps into the ketones. And ketones are produced by the liver, and they're readily used by the body for potent energy production and critical brain-related functions. So you actually get more energy and feel better once you kick in. Now, there's ketones are a cellular super fuel, and there's one in particular, beta-hydroxybutyrate, called BHB, Doug. Beta-hydroxybutyrate. And it drives powerful beneficial processes. And it's important for the regulation and expression of important genes, inflammation, immune system, and even antioxidant function. So this important ketone is one of the fundamental reasons why the keto diet is so beneficial. So, Doug, it's all because of you're changing your fuel that's coming in, and this BHP becomes the big guy rather than the candy, the glucose, which, you know, we've talked about that before. You have a lot of candy in your blood. You have a lot of that glucose, that sugar, particularly if you have diabetes, and then you're going to be causing the bad bacteria to want to grow and things like candida and so forth. So in the booklet, it says prior to any dietary change, really, you know, let your doctor know just in case you have some kinds of issues. Now, what does keto do for you? Well, it supports weight loss. Because you go into this keto, basically, you know, you're going to have a lower your BMI and so forth. It supports your cardiovascular health. So the long standard falsehood that fat clogs the arteries is really not true anymore. The underlying cause of heart disease is inflammation. That's why the Curamin is really so good for you, because you get the inflammation down. You don't build the cholesterol plaque up. You don't build up the clogging of the arteries, and they stay open and free. That's why the things like cardio cocktail, which have the amino acids in it that are really, really beneficial, are very, very helpful. So anyway, you're going to support your cardiovascular health. You're going to maintain your blood sugar levels because you're basically getting rid of a lot of the sugar source. It helps to promote your brain because your brain loves fats. It really does. So one of the major benefits following the ketogenic diet is it effectively produces and releases ketones, and they stimulate synthesis of neuronal networks in the brain and support overall brain function, Doug.
So basically,
and it increases energy levels.
Basically, you definitely want to keep sugars like soft drinks and that kind of thing.
Exactly. Now, okay, that's a great question. So here's a shopping list. So your carbs are going to be like arugula, artichoke, asparagus, peppers, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower. I know you don't like Brussels sprouts.
Celery, fat crap.
Cucumber, garlic, green beans, leeks, lettuce, mushrooms, radishes, sauerkraut, sprouts, tomatoes, turnips, watercress. The healthy fats are avocado oil, bone broth. We sell a lot of bone broth.
What is bone broth?
Basically, they take the bone and render it down, usually with the marrow and everything.
You boil it in a pot.
You boil it in a pot.
And you cook it down, and what's left is the broth.
Okay.
Coconut butter, coconut oil, coconut milk, cheese, and again, hard cheeses, and you got to check the carb content because you want to keep that low. Dark chocolate, so you can still eat your chocolate. Organic full-fat cream, ghee, which is the clarified butter, and mayonnaise, but you want to make sure it's the avocado, no canola oil. Proteins. This is, you get a lot of proteins. Seafood, wild-caught, meat, grass-fed, beef, buffalo, lamb, elk, venison, etc. Poultry, pastured, organic, eggs, chicken, turkey, duck, pheasant, dairy, organic and grass-fed, cheese, cream, whole milk, kefir, yogurt, plain. And again, you got to check the carb content. Organic multi-chain triglyceride or the MCT oil powder. Nuts, all kinds of nuts. Almonds, Brazil, coconut, hazelnuts, macadamia, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, walnuts, cashews. And in moderation, again, you got to check the carb content. Nut butters, extra virgin olive oil, olives, and then the seeds, the chia, the flax, the hemp, the pumpkin, sesame. Condiments and herbs, again, cacao or the chocolate, garlic, ginger, fresh herbs like dill, basil, cilantro, mint, parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme. Horseradish, hot sauce, you got to check the sugar content on your hot sauce. Lemon, lime, liquid aminos, you know, like the Bragg aminos and so forth. Mustard, salsa, turmeric, spices, all kinds of spices.
Why organic grass-fed? I want to know that.
Because you want to stay away from the hormones and all the chemicals and all the antibiotics. That's why they push that. And they're happy cows. They're going to, supposedly a happy cow has better constituents in it than an abused cow or, you know, the closed farm containment. You know, there's all kinds of stuff in the alternative.
So, in other words, the cow that's out wandering around on the
field is going to have more happy hormones and happy chemicals and nutrients for you. And when you eat that, then it makes you happy.
Okay.
So, that's the idea behind that. And all kinds of vinegars, balsamic, and all that. Eat sparingly. Okay, here we go. This is, you got to eat sparingly, Doug. So, these are the kind of things that you can still eat, but you want to watch out for. Beets, beans, butternut squash, carrots, eggplant. The hummus, lentils, parsnips, peas, and pumpkins, because they have more carbs in them. And then eat sparingly these fruits. All the rest of them you go crazy on, but berries, blueberries, raspberries, Granny Smith apple, grapefruit, lemon, lime, kiwi. So you can lemon, lime you can use liberally, it says here. So you can still eat all these. You just got to kind of watch the carbs on it.
Is
so,
keto in effect a form of a low-carb diet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. So here's an example. People are like, okay, well, what do I got to do? All right, for breakfast, you can have an avocado spinach omelet. So 2 to 3 pasture eggs, 1 to 3 cups of spinach, and 1 avocado, and maybe put a little bit of coconut oil. And of course, this is a Garden of Life brochure, so they're saying to put a little Garden of Life coconut oil. We sell that, but a bunch of other ones too. So, and it tells you how to fix that. For lunch, yeah, you're in a hurry. You don't want to mess around with a bunch of stuff, so you can just get the Keto Fit mix that I brought in. I think I brought a meal here, but this is the Keto Fit. Makes you lose the weight. And you just take 2 scoops of that and put it in some unsweetened almond milk or coconut milk and have that for lunch. And it's very filling. I've had one of those, and man, I just didn't want to eat, and I felt great. So I mean,
can you put it in skim milk?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can. I don't know how well it will mix, but yes, you could do that. But again, this skim milk would be one way to go. They don't push that as much, but you know, they're going to push the almond or the coconut because of the low, 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 low carbs on that. For dinner, honey mustard salmon. So you're going to get 3 to 5 ounces of wild-caught salmon, a cup of broccoli, some ginger powder, coconut, liquid aminos, the stevia, and some salt and pepper. And then it tells you how to mix that. And then you can have, for a snack or dessert, celery and almond butter, or maybe 4 ounces of Greek yogurt with almonds. The next day, let's see, the big entree meals. For breakfast, you're going to have chia keto pudding, and they tell you how to make that out of your Keto Fit mix. For lunch, you get a chicken salad. They got a recipe there for that. Dinner, you're going to have a keto protein pie. So, and again, that's eggs and onions and garlic and leafy greens and, boy, that's, I'm getting hungry, and some goat cheese. Man, I'm good. This is, and for snack or dessert, cucumber with nut butter, cream cheese. Other days they've got like guacamole with cucumber chips for dessert. Here's a tuna wrap that's on lunch for one of the days. So you kind of do meals and in between the meals.
Can I ask what the wrap is on?
Yeah, let's see what that's on.
Is it like a lettuce wrap?
It's on page 9, Doug. No, I'm just kidding.
No. is it like it a lettuce says, wrap or tortilla?
It says here the wrap, tuna wrap. Actually, it's not saying what the wrap is.
Probably have to go to the recipe or something.
Yeah. What romaine lettuce leaves.
It does not look like it doesn't look like a lettuce wrap to me.
No, it
looks
it
like
does
some,
not.
Some kind of tortilla. Maybe it's a spinach tortilla.
It looks like, I bet that's what it is. Yeah, it's got to be one. And you want to get one that's low carb. Yep, I'm getting the finger.
We need to take a break.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
That was rude.
I know. Scott, what do you do that for?
Well, I got to take a break.
Shame on you.
644 Bus Boom and Wolf. All Mike right. King, Merryman Herb Farm. He's up next.
No matter what season it is, you can always count on your friends at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Corner Drugs. Our fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services include medication synchronization, free delivery, and insurance counseling. We have a unique gift selection including Yankee and Ribbon Wick candles, Fannie Mae candies, jewelry, kids and women's apparel, free gift wrapping, and more. Don't forget our postal substation at Dale's or grocery selection at Coley's. Order your refills on dalesrx.com or via our Coley's Drugs mobile app. Visit us today. We're friends helping friends.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 4343. Enjoy.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM, Herb Talk with Mike King.
Herb Talk.
Hi, Herb Talk. From Merryman Herb Farm.
Hello.
Hi, Doug.
How are you?
Hey, garlic butter steak for a dinner, man. That looks really good. So that's right. One of the...
Let me ask you this.
Yogurt and berries? Yes, sir.
So a couple of those, I'm a person that when I work, I don't have a lot of time to make stuff.
Sure.
Some of that looks like it's got a lot of prep time to it.
Some of it, not too bad. They even have these for a snack, the peanut butter fat bombs. So you take some peanut butter and coconut butter, coconut oil, MCT powder, the Keto Fit vanilla mix, some vanilla cinnamon, and then you basically put all that together, use the coconut flakes, and refrigerate for about 40 minutes when the batter's hardened. We roll them into little balls or what they call bombs, and then you can just eat those as snacks.
So maybe it'd be a good idea to prep these the night before.
Some of these, yes, definitely. And here's the pyramid. At the very top are your nuts and berries.
This is not the USDA pyramid.
This is your keto pyramid.
Okay.
And then fruits and vegetables, and then at the bottom are the meats, eggs, and the oil.
Okay.
So a ketogenic diet, again, 70-80% fat, good fats, 20-25% protein, and 5-10% carbs. And I have had a lot of, we brought this out maybe around a year ago. We've been seeing people with it, and I've seen people lose 10, 20, 30, 40. I think 60 pounds is about the most that I've seen. But usually you lose it within the first month or two. I mean, you start losing a lot of weight pretty quick.
If you go off it, does it come back on fast?
Yeah, well, I don't know how fast. But again, this is one of the things that a lot of people will do. They'll get on this diet to lose the weight, and then they'll try to maintain something not maybe a pure keto diet. I know a lot of people, they're just on it and staying on it because they feel so good with it. But, you know, some people don't stay on it forever, but you kind of get into the groove. It's kind of a lifestyle change once you get started doing
this. It's like any diet, I guess.
Yeah, you're not eating candy anymore, and you're not drinking soda anymore. You can just cut those out if you want to keep it simple.
I think the biggest problem with any diet is you lose it, and then you get your goal weight, and then it's like, party. Let's go.
Because
I got my goal weight.
That's right.
And I don't need to be on it anymore.
Well, and then you get the rebound. Some people, they'll lose the weight, and then, oh, my goodness, then it comes back, and you've gained more weight 2-3 years down the road. Then it's like, okay, well, I lost all this weight, and I'm good, and then it comes back. And that's even with chronic disease. Okay. I've seen that with cancer. People get all excited. They've got a clean bill of health, and they stop everything, and they stop putting that pressure against that disease modality, and then it's like arm wrestling, and then it starts coming back before they know it, you know, things are bad again.
Very quickly, tell us some of the things that you have at Merry Man Herbs that people can pick up to help them support the keto diet.
Well, we have the MCT powder, we have the Keto Meal Balance Shake, we have the Keto Fit Weight Loss Shake, and the Organic Grass-Fed Butter Powder. We have the nuts. We have dried fruits. I mean, just come on in. We've got several different brands, a lot of different shakes, a lot of different meals and mixes and meal replacements. You can, you know, pick one brand over the other, and we carry the super high quality. All of these are like non-GMO, grass-fed, and they taste. One of the things we do is I taste. That's one of the hard things that I have to do is I get to taste test, particularly Liz's cookies. You know, I got to check those out.
Keto cookies?
Yeah, right, Doug. Well, yeah, we wish. No, I don't think so.
Maybe Liz ought to work on that recipe.
Yeah, she could maybe do that. We could maybe do that. I'm getting the fingers again, Doug. Why does he do that to me?
I don't know.
Scott.
I believe you have 3 minutes to make the most of
it. At least it's better than the flashing lights. Hey, real quickly, I'll just give you all the information. We're located at 1405 Merryman Lane here in Decatur, Illinois. We are open daily. Yes, the railroad is open. All roads are open to Merryman. 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found at merryman.com. That's MARIMANN.com. You can also find us at Merryman Herbs with an S. Oh, look, there's a commercial.
I know. I see
Squirrel.
It's on TV.
Yeah. Oop. Squirrel.
By the way,
yeah.
If it snows Saturday, you're still open.
Oh, we will be open. Yeah, we... unless the roads are all closed, we will be open. We're always open. Will we not get 2 fingers? Scott's got that look on his face, too.
Yeah,
I just love it. Well, life just got a little better. I'm watching my commercial and doing a live show, man. This is exciting. Let's see. That I gave the hours. Oh, the phone number. Yeah. Give us a call at 217-429-1555. Again, we are open daily. We've got some really good prices. We had a little bit of a problem with our POS system, which stands for point of sale. Yeah, piece of beep. We had a little problem with that. So for a few days there, we were giving 20% off of like
everything.
People were coming in and buying up. Yeah.
Before you figured it out.
Yeah.
Where
well, no.
Coming back?
No, we did that because it kicked out. Everything went to retail. And we're like, okay, we'll just give you 20% off of everything. So we are running some phenomenal specials. I don't know. I feel like we give away things, but that's what we're in business for, is to really help people. That's our goal, is to help people be healthier. And again, this keto diet, people are calling it a fad, but man, everybody's starting to get great results with it and feeling good. So it may be something New Year's resolution. You might want to give it a try. We've got all the stuff. High quality, low cost on alternatives to work. CBD, really big on that. We've got, I don't know how many brands now. We've got it in the MCT oil, the olive oil, the grapeseed oil, all kinds of stuff. And we got all kinds of new products. So much I can hardly keep up with it. But I look at everything and I make sure it's really good. And I test out almost everything, particularly the Beto products, Doug. Those are fun to test out. Did you know that?
I heard.
Yeah, did you hear about
that? You
told
me.
Okay, I'm getting the wrap it up signal. I haven't seen the flashing light yet.
You probably told me way more than I did.
I probably told you way more than you ever wanted to know. And if anybody needs, we got a lot of literature if they need information on anything like that. Actually, the libido stuff is good for energy. That's why I can talk so fast and do all this and have so much energy and get up early and go 24/7. Uh-oh, they're cutting me off. All right, that is, everybody come out to Merryman. all at one time. That's fine. Doesn't bother us. Bye, Doug.
All right. That's Herb Talk with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. Right now, we get to a look at agribusiness news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Jeff Dantley joining us on Talk 101. His look at ag news brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois, a good fit for all of your farm and crop insurance needs.
I'm Jeff Dantley on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. It's been a rare thing historically for sitting presidents to meet with farm groups. President Trump.